News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Post could be forced to change the frequency or the speed of postal deliveries due to costs and changing consumer habits. This is according to Communications Minister Patrick O'Donovan, who spoke to Cabinet yesterday about it and said the profits at the mail service were up, but there has been a decline in overall post numbers. And David McRedman, CEO of OnPost, joins us now. David, I appreciate that our habits postal-wise are changing. Lots of parcels now, maybe less letters or things along those lines. But you are profitable, you are doing well. So why should we, I suppose, tolerate a less frequent or a less speedy postal service?
Yeah, look, we are doing well. We've just come off, you know, the results we posted yesterday had the highest revenue in the history of OnPost, over $1 billion for the first time. Our profits were up to 55 million, our earnings to 55 million from 38 million the prior year. So, you know, we're doing well. But, you know, the world changes and you've got to move with those changes. So there are declining letter volumes and increasing parcels. And our focus is very strongly in growing those parcels. We're the fastest growing parcel postal company in Europe. And that's great. But, you know, that also brings pressures because you need cash to invest in that. You need working capital to invest. So we're constantly looking at ways to improve the business. I don't like this description of a reduced frequency of mail service. We will introduce new mail services. What we want is to get rid of the obligation to visit every house every day, which just doesn't really make an awful lot of sense.
So you're talking about the next day delivery, that if I post something today to somebody in Wexford, they're going to get it tomorrow.
We will always have a next day delivery. Certainly as long as I'm in the post, we'll always have a next day delivery, and we'll have an even better next day delivery. But for example, we're not allowed to put notifications on our next day delivery, which we want to. So, you know, we let you know when things been posted, unless it's our digital stamp, but we can't do that normal. So The regulation's just out of date. So that's why we're looking at changing that. But
are you looking at a premium for next day delivery?
Yeah.
And like the way if I'm ordering something online, I might pay extra to get it in 2 days' time or next day, or I might pay nothing, or I might pay something less to get it in a week's time.
Yeah, I mean, we are looking at it would be a higher price service than the service today, but it would have more features on it. But people really use next day service for birthday cards, for condolences, that's the main use of it. I mean, it's a relatively low number now. And most people think their mail is delivered in 2 days anyway, even though it isn't. We do deliver 94% next day. You know, it's a really high quality service.
Can I ask you,
one of the fears?
I can see the evolution, and actually, I think I now get more parcels than letters myself. But one of the things people are concerned about is the network, David. The network, less post offices, less hubs, less postal boxes. Is that going to change?
The network changes all the time, but I don't see it. I just see it getting stronger, stronger and stronger. This would strengthen the network. Look, you know, a lot of things will happen. There's going to be increased automation. There's going to be, you know, a lot of use of AI so you can do better routes, more logical routes, things like that. So, you know, there's a whole load of things we'll introduce. So the network will only get better. The number of post offices, we've no plan to close post offices. Oh, very occasionally a post office might close.
So did the communications minister Patrick O'Donovan speak out of turn, because what it sounded like was our postal service was going to dwindle and dry up a bit.
Well, I think it's the minister's entitled to his view on it, but you know, we're pretty clear in what we're.
Okay, my apologies, David. My apologies that the line has broken up slightly there, but thank you for coming on and speaking to us. That is David McRedman, their CEO of OnPost. It sounds like OnPost is alive and kicking, Shane. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, hopefully.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.